Hey Kahiras, are you keen on removing toxins from your living environment and you're currently living in a small space like a boat or a caravan? And you aren't sure which products to whittle it down to? Or maybe you're just heading away on holidays and want to know which natural products to pack that you can stretch over a multitude of cleaning and personal care tasks? If that's you, you're in luck because in today's episode, I'm going to share my top 5 product recommendations for toxin-free living in a small living space. Welcome to the EcoChat podcast. I'm your host, Laura Trotter, and I'm here to show you how you can create an eco-ceptional life you love without compromising your lifestyle. Tune in for inspiring interviews with real-life eco-heroes, plus my own theories, thoughts, and tips for sustainable living. I'm all about making green mainstream, and I'd love to help you on your eco journey. So let's get started. Deteriorating economic conditions over the past few years have resulted in many of my close friends losing their jobs. But rather than dwell on what they've lost, so many of them have turned adversity into opportunity, and they're currently caravanning around Australia, creating memories with their partner and their young children. Now, one close friend of mine who's about to set off for an indefinite time caravanning around Australia, and who just so happens to be one of my home detoxers, recently asked me which products I'd take if I was about to pack my life up into a caravan. And I've decided to share my response with you. So I've actually packed these products up on several holidays, including a 2-week trip we enjoyed 3 years ago in a motorhome. And I rarely leave home without them. In fact, when you're listening to this podcast, it's actually school holidays where I live, and I'm recording this in advance, and I will actually be away on holidays with my family, and we would have flown to where we're going. So we'll be holidaying in southeast Queensland and northern New South Wales, and I have already packed because I'm leaving first thing in the morning, so I'm recording this at the last minute, but I've actually packed 3 of these products. So I've even narrowed it down further to my top 3. But anyway, if I was in a caravan and I had a slightly more room than the 15 kilograms baggage allowance I have flying out of here tomorrow morning, I would pack these 5. All right, here's my top 5 product recommendations for toxin-free living in a small living space. So number 1 is a microfiber cloth. Now you can forget about having a multi-purpose spray altogether by investing in a couple of quality microfiber cloths. And if you're in a caravan, for example, I'd have at least 1 in the kitchen and 1 in the bathroom. You maybe even want to have 1 spare or 2 spare, so when those other ones are in the wash. The awesome thing about microfiber cloths is that the fibers in them, they're able to attach themselves to even the tiniest of dirt particles. So ones that standard cloth fibers, which are obviously giant in comparison to microfiber cloths, and those giant ones just brush past, but the cloths in microfibers will pick them up. They're able to easily attach to the dirt thanks to an attraction force, which, hello, van der Waals forces. So this attraction force is between the microfiber cloth and the dirt particle. And with millions of microfibers in a standard microfiber cloth, this means that the cloth can hoover up millions of dirt particles. So used dry for dusting, the microfibers create static electricity that lift the smallest particles of dust and dirt up into the cloth and prevent them from resettling on surfaces. Used damp, they pick up dirt and grime using just water, leaving a sparkling finish in their track. So yeah, like I said, you don't need a multi-purpose spray, just use a microfiber cloth. So for dusting, but also for wiping down your bench tops. And also your toilet and shower and everything in the caravan too, but obviously have separate cloths. My favourite way for using these guys is damp, but really well wrung out. They're also good for mirrors, wooden furniture, glass, stainless steel, tiles, chrome, car interiors and toys. And they're even gentle enough to wipe computer and TV screens. Just a word of warning though, don't be tempted to use them with detergents or soaps because both of them will reduce the cloth's effectiveness and diffuse their magic, I guess. So I've tested a few different microfiber cloths in my time and I use and I recommend the Norwex Envira cloths. So you'll find a link to them where you can learn more about them below this podcast. And the thing about the Norwex Envira cloths is that they also contain Backlock, which is a micro silver agent in the cloth that has, I guess, self-purification properties to work against mold, fungi, and bacterial odor, which is priceless if you're prone to leaving a gunky cloth bundled up on the bench while you're out doing your sightseeing. All right, number two product that I would pack in my caravan, and I'm actually taking this on the plane tomorrow with me to Queensland as well, is liquid castile soap. Now, pure soap is the original natural general purpose cleaner and it biodegrades completely. It also contains no extra additives like colour or fragrances, and we all know that fragrances are, well, some of them are known endocrine disrupting chemicals, a real no-no. So liquid castile soap, such as the Dr. Bronner's Baby Mild brand, but there's plenty other really great brands out there as well. It's really gentle on the skin and can be used as a hand and body wash. It's also great for a detergent when hand washing the dishes. And I usually just add a drop of Young Living Thieves essential oil for an extra cleaning boost if using liquid castile soap to wash my dishes. Product number three is the same again, but in a solid form. So a solid castile soap. And a good quality solid castile soap, again, like the Dr. Bronner's Baby Mild soaps, but there are other great ones out there, or you can even make your own from olive oil, for example. They're very easy to grate, or you can also process in a food processor like a Thermomix if you're traveling with yours. So I would basically just grate them and use as a laundry powder, but I would be blending them with some washing soda, which is sodium carbonate, to prevent any soap scum forming in hard water. All right, number four is, of course, then washing soda, because if I was taking my solid castile soap to use as a laundry powder, I'd be wanting to team it with washing soda, again, to prevent that soap scum. But sodium carbonate or washing soda, it's also great as a water softener in its own right, and it's effective at removing grease, oil, and wine stains. So if you're traveling and you're getting stains on your clothes, the washing soda is a great option for treating some of those stains. So I'd mainly have a bag of this in my caravan to blend with a grated castile soap for laundry detergent, but you can also use it for, as a stain soaker as well. And number five, this is probably the secret weapon in the arsenal here, is really a Young Living Thieves essential oil. And there's many quality essential oils out there that are great at disinfecting surfaces and general cleaning tasks, but my absolute number one pick, and the one that I never leave home without, is Young Living Thieves essential oil. In addition to its countless therapeutic uses, it's fabulous at removing stains. It even gives permanent marker a run for its money, and I've actually removed permanent marker off surfaces before with this oil. It's good at cleaning grease from ovens and grills or even barbecues. And it's good at sanitizing surfaces, so I guess a drop of Thieves on a cloth is good insurance when wiping surfaces in grungy public amenity blocks. Thieves is also effective at deterring many pests, including moths and silverfish. And if you are traveling, you can just get some cotton wool balls and soak them in your Thieves essential oil and dot them throughout your caravan or through your suitcase and stuff as well, just to keep some of those bugs out. Or you can even diffuse it through the air. And I guess in a caravan or a boat situation, if you've got a laptop computer, you can even just buy a small diffuser that plugs into a USB drive for that purpose if you like diffusing oils. And that's pretty much it. Although, of course, there's possibly some other fantastic natural products that may also make the cut if I were to head off caravanning for an indefinite period of time. But these five are definitely my non-negotiables. One that just scrapes out of this five for me is distilled white vinegar, but if you use it a lot in your cooking and you have it handy in your caravan or boat, I'd suggest using it to clean a lot of your surfaces. So you can make a multi-purpose spray, just generally like a 50-50 ratio with water, and you can use it for mopping your floors and everything as well. But you can just as easily use water and a few drops of Thieves essential oil And liquid castile soap, just a small amount of liquid castile soap with a bucket of water, is also great at cleaning floors and other surfaces. So you don't have to have white vinegar. So if you're after plenty of other tips for how to use these products effectively in your caravan or your home, you can check out my free home detox cheat sheet, which I'll pop the link below this episode, or sign up for my free 3-part home detox video training series, which is only around for another week or two. So you can just head right now to homedetoxbootcamp.com/sign-up-here to get that video series directly to your inbox. And if you're interested in learning how to detox and simplify your cleaning with essential oils, be sure to reserve your seat for my free upcoming webinar. And I'll also pop the link below for you to click on that. And so that'll be late July, so at this stage on the 28th of July. And the link to join that is homedetoxbootcamp.com/webinar-registration. So be sure to reserve your seat there because it's going to be a great live event. And you can basically jump on the call and ask me any questions you have about toxin-free living, but particularly using essential oils to detox and simplify your home or your caravan or your boat or even your motorhome, whatever you're living in at this point in time. So there you have it. I'd love to hear what you think about the 5 products that I've chosen. So feel free to hit me up in social media or shoot an email to me and let me know. I'd really like to know what your number one natural product that you use for cleaning or personal care. But in the meantime, if you are out holidaying, particularly in a caravan, have an awesome time. Get out there in nature, reconnect with yourself and your family, and go out there and do your bit to help make green mainstream. Thanks for listening to the EcoChat podcast. I'm Laura Trotter. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love you to subscribe, share with your friends, and leave a review in iTunes. And if you're keen to continue the conversation, head on over to my website, lauratrotter.com, where you can also pick up your free copy of my e-guide, 11 Steps to Ecofy Your Home and Your Life. Catch you there.